DACA, or Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, is an executive order signed by Obama in 2012. It allows thousands of young people the ability to live, work, and study legally in the U.S. The application process can be costly and complex. Only about half the eligible population has even applied. Now, a group of local entrepreneurs want to make completing the DACA application as simple as filing your annual income taxes. Like many millennials, Brooke Cohn and Natalie Bertrand met through a dating app. So it was a few months before Bertrand told Cohn about her immigration status.
It wasn't the first thing she told me right when we started dating.
Bertrand had been living in the U.S. with DACA status since her senior year of college. Born in Peru, she was just 9 when her parents brought her to the U.S.
In Peru, there was a lot of instability. And at the time that they took the decision to come over, both of my parents had lost their job.
To qualify for DACA, Bertrand had to prove she had arrived in the U.S. before the age of 16 and that she had resided in the country ever since. She spent weeks digging up documents at her parents' home, the Peruvian embassy, and her old high school. It cost around $500 to hire a lawyer and another $500 to submit the application. It wasn't until she had to reapply for DACA, which is required every 2 years, that her boyfriend, Brooke Cohn, saw what it was really like.
I learned that, you know, it's a really complicated process. It takes a lot of time. And there are predatory attorneys out there that will charge anywhere from $500 to $5,000.
A few months later, Cohn sat down to complete a similar bureaucratic process that, until relatively recently, required professional help.
And I was just finishing up my taxes on TurboTax, and it was easy. I just clicked send and it was done.
TurboTax is a software many people use to file federal and state income taxes on their own.
And I just thought, wow. What if DACA applicants had TurboTax to help them?
Now Cohn and Bertrand are working with a team of developers to create DACA Time, a software that they say will cut the cost and time of the traditional DACA application by more than half. Instead of hiring a lawyer, users pay $60 to use the DACA Time software. They complete the application's questionnaire and upload vital documents. And there's the option to have an immigration lawyer review the forms before they're submitted.
We want to make DACA applications simple and affordable for as many DACA applicants as possible.
And there are a lot of possible applicants out there. According to the Institute for Migration Policy, just under 2 million people could qualify for DACA. But since the program was founded, only about half have actually applied. And then there's the thousands of people like Natalie Bertrand who could use the software to reapply every 2 years. Immigration attorney David Leopold says no computer will ever replace a lawyer. He hasn't seen the DACA Time software, but says online programs have tried to automate the green card or asylum-seeking process in the past.
And those have never supplanted lawyers. And the reason is because immigration law is extremely complicated.
Cohn acknowledges that the software has its limitations. Individuals with more complex cases, including a criminal history, are encouraged to apply using a lawyer. Matthew Nierman is an immigration attorney and an advisor on DACA Time. He says the demand for immigration services means technology will continue to encroach on his field.
Lawyers just can't keep all of that information hoarded for themselves any longer. People are more active than ever using the internet to collect the information that they need to file their own applications.
Of course, the biggest challenge for DACA Time could come from Washington. In his campaign for president, Donald Trump promised to repeal Obama's executive orders, including DACA. Only recently has he voiced his support for the thousands of young immigrants who rely on the program. Cohn says as long as he can help a few more people apply for DACA, it's worth the risk.
These dreamers, the ones I met at least, they just have the extra push, because they know that they have to do 120%, 150% to make it in America.
Esther Honig, WOSU News.